Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Keeping you and your family healthy has never been more important. Part and parcel of being healthy is keeping cholesterol levels in check, because increased levels lead to a higher risk of heart attacks and strokes. There's a lot involved in this topic, and our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will share some important information to help you get and keep your cholesterol at a healthy level and do it naturally. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. Really important topic today. Welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I always enjoy working with you. I'd say in my private practice and wherever I travel around the world, there are three questions that come up the most people want guidance on. One is always, how can I lose weight safely, quickly, you know, and effectively and keep it off? The second one is, do you have any ideas of what I can do to look 10 years younger in a month? And then I refer them to my Wired for High Level Wellness and Uplifted books. And then the third one is, Susan, how can I lower my cholesterol naturally? My doctor said my numbers are too high, and now my doctor wants to put me on drugs, and I'd rather not do it. What do you recommend? So this is a great topic today.
Cholesterol, something we hear so much about, especially when we go visit a doctor or when we get together with friends, everybody's talking about, I went to the doctor, here's my cholesterol level. What exactly is cholesterol, and how serious is this issue of high cholesterol? I mentioned it can have fatal consequences.
Yes, and these are numbers you should always know about. So keep in mind, and this is an amazing statistic, nearly one in three Americans have high cholesterol, one in three, so
wow.
What, about 33%? And it's a condition without any signs, sort of like your blood pressure. No signs, no symptoms, and as you mentioned, that if your cholesterol is high, it can up your risk for heart disease and stroke. So what is cholesterol? It's a beautiful little substance that's made in the liver, and it's vital to human life. You can also get cholesterol through foods, and since plants don't create it, you can and you only can find it in animal products like meat and dairy, so now you already have a little hint at a step that you can take to start lowering your levels of cholesterol.
Yes.
But keep in mind that cholesterol levels build over time as you age, and that's why they tend to go up, you know, the older you get. And doctors now say that after you reach age 20, your cholesterol levels are definitely a helpful bit of info for assessing your health risks, like coronary heart disease, according to the American Heart Association. But sadly now, studies are showing that, and it never used to be this way in the early days, like Little House on the Prairie days. But you know, decades and decades ago, children were always healthier. And now they're finding that children as young as preteens and teens often have very seriously high cholesterol levels because of their sedentary lifestyle and how they eat.
With us on the program today, holistic health and lifestyle expert, noted author Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website is very simple, susansmithjones.com. Follow her Twitter at @SusanSmithJones, and of course all this information on our website. Don't we need some cholesterol in our body to be healthy?
Well, and that's a good point you brought up. Yes, it's true. You do need some cholesterol.
Okay.
But it's when you have too much of the wrong kind of cholesterol that you increase your chance for related health problems. So in medical terms, the amount of cholesterol that you have is an indication of how much fatty substance is circulating in your bloodstream, and hence increasing your chance for heart attacks, stroke, and more.
What are the different kinds of cholesterol, and where on the doctor's number scale should we be for health? Because we all get the numbers from the doctor. Sometimes hard to comprehend exactly where we are, where we actually should be. What are the different kinds of cholesterol, and where do we look on the scale for optimally for where we should be?
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's amazing to me, Rick, that when someone says to me, Susan, how can I lower my cholesterol? I say, give me your numbers. They say, I don't know. My doctor just said everything is too high and I need to go on medications. But these are numbers, like your blood pressure. You should know. So the next time you get a physical, you get the numbers for what I'm about to talk to you on here, and then you keep those because it's motivating to see them moving in the right direction. So we're talking about these cholesterol tests that they take your blood, and that's how they test it. And your results will show your good cholesterol. It's called HDL, the high-density lipoprotein, which is the protective cholesterol. You want that higher. And then it will show the bad cholesterol, the LDL, the low-density lipoprotein, and then your triglycerides, that's the third, and your total blood cholesterol. So what do these numbers mean? And it's important for you listening to write this down so you know. Ideal LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol level for adults, should be less than 100 milligrams over DL. That's 100 milligrams over deciliter.
Okay.
Deciliter of blood. The LDL levels above 160 milligram per DL are considered high. Total cholesterol levels, this is another reading, should be no higher than 200 milligram per deciliter. And results for cholesterol above 240 are definitely considered high. Now, this is the one, the HDL, the good high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. You actually want that higher because it protects your body. And a good HDL would be 60 milligrams per deciliter. Or higher. I like to keep mine around 75 to 80. HDL levels below 40 milligram per deciliter indicate a much higher risk for heart disease. But a few things to keep in mind here. That the LDL is considered the bad type of cholesterol. Why? Because it can form plaques in your heart's arteries that block and interfere with your blood flow. And in some cases, it can cause a rupture or it can form a clot. Now, if you are overweight or you have other health risks, such as a family history of heart disease or diabetes or high blood pressure, your doctor may do regular testing as a preventative measure at least once a year, maybe ideally twice a year. And I always tell clients this, that you have to start somewhere and just keep going. And as you adopt any lifestyle changes we'll talk about today over the next 3 hours, everything starts shifting. And the improvements you see at 6 weeks often increase by 3 months. And what's more, if you already take medications such as statins to improve your LDL cholesterol levels, these changes can prove their cholesterol-lowering effect and may lead to the need to eliminate medication with your doctor's supervision. And here's a little hint that in my whole life I can count on one hand the number of doctors that know this. They just don't know this little fact. When you look at your numbers, if your triglycerides and cholesterol are both high, that's usually diet-related. If your triglycerides are at a good normal level, like below 100 milligrams per deciliter, but your cholesterol level is still really high, that usually reflects a very stressful lifestyle. And yes, being under lots of stress can also increase your cholesterol readings.
So that's interesting. That cholesterol, you're talking about the total number. I think you said we should be under
the total number, okay. Yes. So if the tris are low, normal, but your total cholesterol number is high, that usually means let's do some more things to manage your stress level. If your triglycerides and your cholesterol are both high, often the case, then that's usually diet-related. The cool thing is, though, nobody shoves food down your throat. You decide what
exactly.
You eat. And we'll go over things that you can do because you do have control over this.
Well, we will talk about...
I have rarely ever, maybe I can count over the decades on one hand, people that just every measure I gave them in the most natural ways possible didn't make much of a dent. And then I was proven that they were completely, completely stressed out, and it was better and safer for them to go on some medications, but also continue with making some lifestyle changes.
Really important topic today, natural ways to lower cholesterol. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. The last couple of minutes on the conversation today is really, really important, and you might want to go back and listen to that if you're taping this, or go to our website and pull up the podcast and listen, and go back and play those numbers, or go to Dr. Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com. Those numbers will tell you really everything you need to know, or most what you need to know. And that combination that Susan just mentioned, that a lot of doctors aren't aware of, will tell you maybe some of the causes of this. So let's get back. Time is going to go by so quickly. So many important things in the program today. What are some of the common causes of high LDL?
Okay, so let's get really specific about this.
Okay.
You know, in some cases, people inherit their abnormal high cholesterol levels. For other people, high results could be due to one or more risk factors, such as your age. You know, it gets higher as you get older. High blood pressure, smoking habit. Boy, if you're still one of those that are smoking, you know, you got to find a way to stop that. Or a poor diet. In terms of diet, high LDL cholesterol often develops when you eat foods high in saturated fat, and these include milk, cheese, butter, ice cream, mayonnaise, as well as high-fat meats like bacon, beef, cold cuts, what else? Hot dogs, breakfast sausages. The two best ways to lower and maintain your cholesterol levels include, yes, drug therapies work, as well as lifestyle practices by watching what you eat, staying active, and another thing besides the activity under your control is maintaining a healthy weight.
All of this information and much more on Dr. Susan's website. Website is SusanSmithJones.com. Mentioned a couple of books, and we'll give you more information. Uplifted 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Kindness, Peace, and Vitality, and Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Detoxify and Rejuvenate. We have to take a break. When we come back with Dr. Susan, she'll talk about natural ways to lower your cholesterol. Back on This Week in America after these messages. Back on This Week in America, our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., the book, the topic we're talking about, discussed in many of her books, is Natural Ways to Lower Cholesterol. You'll find her books and the monthly newsletter at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. When we left, we said we're going to come back and talk about natural ways to lower cholesterol. We always prefer that to taking medication. What are some of the natural ways that we can lower cholesterol?
Yes. And like I said a moment ago, even if you're way off the charts high in your cholesterol and you must be on medications for your own safety, you still can do all these things we'll talk about, which slowly but surely will bring the numbers down. And it could be fairly quickly when I give you some things that I use with clients, and it makes a very positive difference. So keep in mind that at any age, making even the smallest improvements to your lifestyle and diet will help improve your overall health and also help you to lose weight. So cleaning up your diet by focusing on eating foods that are high in soluble fibers and protein, but low in saturated fats and trans fats, that can definitely help lower cholesterol buildup. And remember that I'm talking about fiber. There's no fiber in any animal products. It's only in plant-based foods. We'll get more specific on that in a moment. Also, don't forget the importance of regular exercise when making your heart-healthy plan to lower your cholesterol. And your aim should be strive to get at least 30 minutes a day, or at least five times a week of daily physical activity to your routine. Five times a week, but daily 30 minutes of movement works. And whether or not you're on medication, if you make a few of these lifestyle changes, like emphasizing more plant-based foods, and these will improve your cholesterol levels, and it will make a big difference. People I've worked with who all of a sudden cut out a lot of the high-fat and animal products, and maybe you don't cut them out all the, totally, but
yes,
maybe you just reduce the number. In literally weeks, in 4 weeks, you can often see 4 to 6 weeks, as I write about in Wired for High Level Wellness, you can see a big difference in your cholesterol levels.
Let's take some specific recommendations for heart-healthy foods. Let's say you mentioned some of these. Let's go back and talk specifically about these. Reduce saturated fats. How do we go about that?
Yes. All right. So saturated fats are found primarily in red meat and full-fat dairy products. They do raise cholesterol levels. You know, these should be at the top of your list to either avoid or at least cut back consuming. And decreasing your consumption of saturated fat can reduce your low-density LDL, the bad cholesterol, very swimmingly. It really does make a difference. You want to eliminate also, I'm going to go through six quick things. The second one is eliminate trans fats. Trans fats, sometimes listed on labels as partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, and they're often used in margarines and store-bought cookies, crackers, cakes, processed food. And the Food and Drug, the FDA administration, FDA, has banned the use of partially hydrogenated vegetable oils back in January 1st, 2021. But the thing is that many products that were made before that time are still on grocery shelves. So, you know, with all the additives to increase shelf life, but nothing to do for your shelf life. So in other words, you better start reading labels and, you know, spend a lot of time in the produce aisles of your market. Three, choose to eat foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Now, while omega-3 fatty acids don't affect your LDL cholesterol, they do have other heart-healthy benefits like reducing your blood pressure. And plant foods with omega-3 fatty acids include walnuts, chia seeds, flax seeds, even leafy greens. Three kinds of fish, even though they are rich in omega-3, you want to avoid because they're high in mercury. These include shark. I wouldn't even want to get close to a shark.
No.
Yeah, swordfish and king mackerel. And if you like fish, one of the best fish to eat that's rich in omega-3s is deep cold water wild salmon, not the farm harvested salmon, but the wild salmon. It's the richest in the omega-3s. Now, four, I mentioned a moment ago, increase your soluble fiber intake, because soluble fiber can reduce the absorption of cholesterol into your bloodstream. And it's found in foods like oatmeal, just a little sampling, kidney beans, Brussels sprouts, apples, an apple a day will help keep the doctor away.
Interesting.
And pears. This is just a little sampling. And also remember that if you're new to adding good extra fiber into your diet, you don't want to all of a sudden overdo it on day one, because a little too much at once can cause abdominal cramps or bloating. So you increase your intake slowly, like maybe add 3 more vegetables today, maybe extra fruit or 2 tomorrow. Tip 5, always add in more veggies. When people say, Susan, what kind of diet do you eat? I usually say a vegetable-centric diet. So, because again, these are all the fiber-rich foods. So your vegetables, fruits, a little bit of nuts and seeds, always raw, unsalted. If you have weight to lose, then no more than about 1 ounce of nuts and seeds a day. Organic whole grains like quinoa and millet and buckwheat and brown rice. These are good because they help lower your cholesterol levels and reduce plaque buildup. And then remember I said a moment ago that it's stress-related if your tris are normal and your total cholesterol level is high, stress-related. So food for thought, chill out, laugh more, get lost in a good book like my Uplifted, join a friend for coffee or tea, watch some silly pet videos, because all of these things that make you laugh and feel good and focus on the positive and live more gratefully and count your blessings actually have been found to increase your HDL level, the good cholesterol. And so do raw onions, by the way. Very few foods affect the HDL. Raw onions do. And so does weight training exercise. So where you go, you lift the weights, or you do your push-ups, you're lifting your body weight. That helps to increase the good cholesterol.
There are so many things that you can do. If you go to your website, SusanSmithJones.com, and put lower cholesterol in the search bar, I'm assuming there'll be a great deal of information there as well.
Yes, yes, and always in my monthly free healthy living newsletters. It takes 10 seconds to sign up. You do it right there on the home page on my website, and lots of great info every month, always something about cholesterol.
And while you're there, check out almost 30, maybe it's more than 30, I haven't counted them in the last couple of months, of international bestsellers that Susan has authored. 2 we talked about in the program and will continue to, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Kindness, Peace, and Vitality, and Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Detoxify and Rejuvenate. You can get those, can even get them autographed by going to her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on Twitter at SusanSmithJones. And again, all this information is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Topic today, natural ways to lower cholesterol. And again, all this information on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Okay, let's talk about some of the benefits of exercise for healthy cholesterol levels. You'd mentioned that before, and that's so important and obviously crucial to helping to get things, cholesterol levels, under control. What are some of the benefits?
Yes. Now, by the way, if you have an interest in really making your cholesterol level go high quickly, and I'm being facetious here, then really live the most sedentary lifestyle possible. But exercise absolutely helps to raise the HDL level, and you want that as high as possible, because even if your total cholesterol is a little too high, having a higher HDL will still protect you more. And, of course, with your doctor's approval, work up to 30 minutes a day of some kind of exercise. So maybe 4 times a week or 5 you do aerobic, and then maybe 2 days during the week you do some weight training. Maybe you consider wearing a fitness tracker. You know, they have those, so you can monitor your heart rate. and see how many steps you're taking a day. But adding in physical activity, even in short intervals, a few times a day, can be beneficial because it can help you lose weight. And the lower you get your weight into a good normal range, the lower your cholesterol will go. So what could you do? Maybe you take a brisk walk during your lunch hour from work. Maybe this is what I always like to do. I like to start my day with exercise and get it out of the way so I have no excuses the rest of the day. And then it also releases those happy hormones, those endorphins, that make your whole day a lot brighter and happier. Maybe you can play one of your favorite sports or shoot hoops with your kids. Maybe you can do yard work after getting home from work. Or if you're not someone who's very highly motivated on your own, maybe consider finding an exercise buddy or joining an exercise group at the local gym, or they often have them at the beach or local parks. You know, you can find people exercising.
Yes.
Or, you know, you can always get a DVD and you can watch it on the TV while you're exercising in the living room. Or rather than sitting on the couch or your easy chair every night and watching TV, you start with, okay, every time the commercials come on, I'm going to get up and walk in place. Always have one piece of aerobic equipment in your home so you can't use an excuse of the weather, it's cold, it's raining, it's snowing. I love my rower because it gets not only weight training on my body, but also aerobic, you know. So it's up to you to make this commitment and stay committed to your fitness and not let your excuses cause you to, you know, to sabotage
yes.
your exercise routine.
With us on the program, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Website, very simple, susansmithjones.com. Touched on this earlier. I want to go back for a second. If somebody is still smoking, how do they get away from it? How do they break that habit?
So if you haven't been able to quit on your own, seek someone to help you. Hypnosis sometimes helps. But quitting smoking improves your HDL cholesterol level, and the benefits take effect very quickly. Most people would not even know this, but within 20 minutes of quitting smoking, 20 minutes from your last cigarette, your blood pressure and heart rate will recover from that cigarette-induced spike. Within 3 months of quitting, your blood circulation and lung function begin to improve. And within a year of quitting, your risk of heart disease is half that of a smoker. That's in a year.
Wow.
So, you know, often doctors can help you with this. Therapists can help you. But you've got to make sure you're not smoking. You just destroy your health, and it will shorten your life.
How important is weight loss for lowering cholesterol?
And it's crucial. All the extra weight you carry increases your cholesterol level. And carrying just even a few extra pounds, you'll have a higher cholesterol level. If you're overweight and you drop just 10 pounds, you'll cut your LDL level, that's the bad cholesterol, by up to 8%. So guess what? The small changes add up. If you drink sugary beverages, switch to purified water. Snack on air-popped popcorn or cut up raw veggies with a good healthy dip. And keep track of the calories. If you crave something sweet, how about some delicious fruit like a wonderful apple? So there are things that you can do, absolutely. And often people, when they think they're hungry, they're actually thirsty. So make sure you keep your body fully hydrated with good water all day. You can go to my website, and in the search bar, just put Ionizer Plus. It's a device I've used, a small device in my kitchen, for 25 years the same little device that makes sure I have the right pH in my water that's filtered and purified and helps to prevent any metabolic acidosis in my body. And I drink half of my body weight in ounces of water, of that water, every single day. And sometimes I'll pour it into a little tea kettle to make tea, or I'll put the water into the smoothie to use as my smoothie base. But I make sure I drink that much water every day.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Time going by so quickly. Great information, much more on Dr. Susan's website. If somebody's listening going, okay, I've tried making lifestyle changes and I still have issues, what suggestions do you have if they try the lifestyle changes and they're just not enough?
And sometimes they aren't, so sometimes you might need a supplement to help you. And I always say daily use of freshly ground flaxseed or having extra garlic in your diet often can provide additional support for optimizing your cholesterol levels. So does red yeast rice. If anyone's thinking, oh, I don't want to add in garlic because people will smell it on my breath, I'll tell you that since the early 70s, I've been taking kyolic. Most people know what that is, K-Y-O-L-I-C. It's aged garlic extract that has hundreds and hundreds of scientific studies on how effective it is to lower all cholesterol levels. I've actually been taking it since the 70s, and even though my cholesterol levels are all at the right levels that they need to be, I still take kyolic every day. You can go to kyolic.com, find out more about it. It's sold in most health food stores. You can get it on Amazon, or you can go right to the company, and they have a red yeast rice that's also a combo with the kyolic. And many of my clients who go on kyolic and freshly ground flaxseed or put extra garlic into their diet, within 4 to 6 weeks, in your next blood test, you can see a positive difference. So I would say get a supplement if you need that extra help. And always be sure, Rick, that you and everyone take an active role in monitoring your cholesterol levels and reducing your risk of heart disease by, don't just shove it under the rug. Make sure you go for your at least annual and more than annual physical exams, or at least go get your blood taken if you have high cholesterol. And so make that appointment to see your doctor.
So much great information in today's program, Natural Ways to Lower Cholesterol. I mentioned the latest two books, also the at the website, the Healthy Living Newsletters. Talk about those again, the books and the newsletter. You mentioned something very important. Newsletter takes you 5-6 seconds to sign up. It comes once a month, and there's no cost to us. Talk about those benefits, because you've got a wealth of information in your book, specifically the two we talked about on the program today.
Yes. Yeah, Wired for High-Level Wellness, along with the other book, Uplifted. I didn't want to give you a 600-page book, so I divide those two books. Wired for High-Level Wellness includes all of the info to rejuvenate and detoxify your body, to lose weight, for brain support. It's got lots of recipes. And then the Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, covers more the mental and emotional health, a little bit of physical health. And together, they will help you in 30 days to look and feel 10 years younger and to be happier than you've probably been in years. And in the Uplifted, I give you a little action step that will take 12 minutes or maybe fewer than 12 minutes a day to do. And each of the simple little steps you take accumulate. And it will make you feel so good at the end of 21 to 30 days. So you can get those on my website. Go to books in the navigation bar. You can get personalized autographed copies from me, or you can get them on Amazon. Of course, right there on the home page, it says Healthy Living Newsletters. You click there, you sign up, you give me an email address. I never give it out, and you only hear from me once a month. When you sign up for the newsletters, you'll get lots of free, beautiful gifts from me as well. And then the monthly newsletters have lots of different information every month with photos and cutting-edge health advice that you might need, beautiful color photos. I include jokes and some fascinating things that will keep you busy. There's a little too much to read in one sit-down. It might take you a few days to come back to, but I want to give you a wealth of information to make your life better physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in my new free newsletters.
Well, you do that. There is so much information there, and you keep it. You can go back, as Susan said, and refer to it a day or two later. You can finish up, and maybe 3 months later, you go back, and there's something in there you want to go back and refresh your memory. You were able to do that. Again, that's a free service you'll find at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Topic today has been natural ways to lower cholesterol, something we all need to pay attention to. Dr. Susan, it is always a pleasure, a wealth of information today. Thank you for joining us on the program. Looking forward to next time.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. I look forward to it as well.
And again, all of this information on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on Twitter at SusanSmithJones. And of course, all this information on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.